more at work, at home, and wherever else life takes you. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on National Carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Sleep Country's inventory clearance sale is on now, and savings are really stacking up. Save 10, 20, even 35% on a huge selection of Sealy Posturepedic, Beauty Rest, and Stearns & Foster clearance mattress sets. Save on any size, twin, full, queen, and king, and on any comfort level, firm, plush, and pillow top. Plus, get 24 months interest-free financing with no money down on all Tempur-Pedic and Serta's Eye Comfort mattress sets. That's no interest for 2 years. If paid in full within 24 months on approved credit with just minimum payments required. Even get up to 34% off clearance sheets and headboards while supplies last. Sleep Country USA has over 80 stores in the Puget Sound area. They are all employee-owned, so when you walk in, you're treated like you should be treated. And every brand is on display in all their showrooms. They invite you to take a rest test. Spend the time to find the bed that's right for you. They'll bring it and set it up for free. Remove your old set for free. They always do that. And they always guarantee you the very best price. If anybody puts your bed on sale for up to 100 days after you buy it, they'll beat the sale price by 5% and refund you the difference. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Heart by Heart at the Showwear Center on Friday, October 11th. Get your tickets at tickets.showwearcenter.com.
Tonight, it's CBS Premiere Thursday, and it's going to be big. With a brand new hour of America's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory.
Now, I'm going to pause to let that sink in.
Then the biggest comedy star on the planet, Robin Williams, in the biggest comedy premiere of the year, The Crazy Ones.
Ooh.
Followed by a big 2.5 men surprise, Charlie Harper has a daughter.
I don't see how this could get any better.
CBS Big Premiere Thursday tonight.
Every weekday throughout the fall. Don't miss Mike Holmgren.
12th Man, are you ready?
Exclusively on your home for the 12th Man.
Seattle Sports Radio, 950 KJR.
The Fred Meyer two-day sale starts tomorrow with starlight savings from 4 to 11 p.m. and continues Saturday with doorbuster deals from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit fredmeyer.com to check out all of the great deals and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer.
Are you ready for that moment? When the branches break, when the bushes rustle, that blink of an eye you've been dreaming of all year. Are you ready for elk camp? Well, get ready at Cabela's. You'll find all the gear you need, like Federal Premium Trophy Tip Rifle Ammo, on sale now. Or check out our Savage Axis Next Generation Bolt Action Rifle Scope Combo, on sale for $369.99. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, don't miss Cabela's elk camp sale.
The closer you are to death, the more alive you feel. It's a wonderful way to live, and it's the only way to drive.
One movie brought the Toronto Film Festival to its feet. Critics are calling Rush sexy, dangerous, and thrilling. It's one of the best movies of this year or any year.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Rush, a Ron Howard film, rated R. Children under 17 not admitted without parent. In theaters tomorrow.
Don't miss the premiere of The Michael J. Fox Show, tonight, 9, 8 central on NBC.
Hi, Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford in Issaquah. Over the last 3 years, we're the fastest growing Ford dealer in the Northwest. Evergreen Ford has just been rewarded from the factory with a special allocation of an extra 100 of the red-hot Ford Focuses. Here's the best news. Not one or two newspaper loss leaders, but every single 2013 Ford Focus, your choice, $6,000 off MSRP. Tired of spending your hard-earned cash on high gas prices? The factory also sent us an extra 40 brand-new 100 MPGe C-Max Energies. Your choice, $7,000 off MSRP. These 100-mile-per-gallon energies are flying off the lot. Just ask anyone who drives one. They're the ones smiling while they drive past every gas station in town. Hurry into Evergreen Ford today and get $6,000 off MSRP on 100 Focuses or $7,000 off MSRP on 40 2013 C-Max Energy. That's only 1 gallon of gas to go 100 miles. You get a whopping $7,000 off MSRP. Click evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Hey, folks, Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, I went to a Good Feet store near the Alderwood Mall. It's on the perimeter by the Fatburger store. There are two Good Feet stores in Puget Sound, by the way. There's also one down at South Center Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. The Good Feet stores, they're America's number one arch support specialist. They know what they're doing, and nobody does it better. There's an arch support technician on site at every store. Now, I spend a lot of money on footwear. I've got great riding boots for my bike. I've got great running shoes. But I always hurt. Every time I put my feet on the floor, they hurt. Went to a Good Feet store. They fitted me on site with the right arch supports. They measured how I walk, where my balance points were, And that day, the technician fitted me with arch supports that immediately started to make my feet feel better. Now, a couple months later, I can't even remember foot pain. I can do anything I want. I don't do as much as I should, but it's not foot pain that keeps me from doing the things in my life that matter. I play with my kid. I get to walk and work out, all the things I wasn't doing because of foot pain. You know, they can do the same thing for you. Goodfeet.com is a website, or stop in one of the two stores. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Goodfeet.
They call me Murphy, and I'm a service tech at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. It was 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and a Kona Blue Mustang drove in.
I'm due for a tire rotation. Overdue, I'm sure.
Well, better late than never. I poured her a cup of coffee, black.
Hey, can I hop on Wi-Fi?
Sure thing, no charge. She checked her emails and I checked the tires. Pressure was low in one.
Is it bad?
It's below the manufacturer's recommendation. Could affect your fuel economy. I properly inflated the tires, then rotated and aligned them. Did our Quick Lane multi-point inspection, too. Looked good. Took about a half hour, tops. Well, you're all set.
Thanks for fitting me in.
We always do. A Quick Lane tech is always ready to serve.
Get extraordinary service for routine maintenance at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. With a full range of services, great prices on 13 name brand tires, and no appointment necessary. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now independent research has confirmed that AT&T 4G LTE is also the most reliable. Whether you're connecting with family or getting the job done, you want a wireless network you can count on. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on National Carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Already a busy drive northbound 405 as you head through the S-curves. We do have an accident blocking the right lane and part of the ramp eastbound on 145th there at I-5, so it's blocking part of the ramp to southbound 5 as well. Northbound 5 seen slowing as you head past the Tacoma Dome and then again north of Federal Way, and northbound on the Valley Freeway backed up out of Sumner.
This report is brought to you by Allstate.
Expect a bundle and save a bundle with Allstate. Bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, and more with Allstate. And you can save up to 30%. For a free quote, call 888-ALLSTATE. Visit Allstate.com or talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
In the morning when the world came away, before you knew me, I knew your name. Was pain across the day as a breeze, in your window frame. When you saw me out your window, sing from the garden. Only the beginning, I'm only getting started. Out of my,
this is the number one album in America, folks. Soak it up, it's Jack Johnson.
Sing from the bottom, but one day I'll be running this place. One day I could take you away. Want you to undo what's my name? Cause I need you to want me to sing. Cause when you saw me washing dishes, sing from the bar. Only the beginning, I'm only getting started. I don't mind digging, baby, I work hard. I've been in the ashes, sing from the garden. Where everything reaches for the sun.
Nice, nice. Does he have a version of his video where naked women are dancing around him while he's washing dishes or not?
I doubt it.
No.
But it's probably not a bad idea. Jack Johnson, he's interesting because he doesn't really do any of that stuff. I mean, he makes kind of the same kind of mellow music, makes the music he wants to, and sells quite a few records doing it.
Did you listen carefully to the lyric?
No, I did not.
That's because it wasn't rap.
First time that hit my ears, actually, right there.
I was listening to it because it was a white guy singing in really easy to understand English.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Washing Dishes. And he says the line, one day I'll be running this place. You saw me when I was washing dishes. And that is a really cool vibe, a cool emotion, the idea that you can do anything.
Just one day. Hard and work your way up. Yeah.
Also, the idea that when you're persecuted, whoever's putting you down, you can show them. You can get back at them.
There's that one TV commercial of the guy, and it's a guy in Seattle, at least in the commercial. He's washing dishes, and then you fast forward, and he's a top chef in Seattle.
Yes.
He's a top chef, and it was, I think, for a credit card. Now he needs a credit card because he's got money, but I think the gist was the same. It was, if you put your mind to something and work hard, you'll get there.
Yeah, it's fun. I had so many crap jobs. Do you ever look nostalgically at your crap job, though? I mean, it was low pressure. You needed no intelligence to do it. I miss that.
Not having to think so hard?
Well, I miss being able to excel while stupid. I mean, there's something to be said for those kind of jobs, right?
It's too bad the internet didn't exist back in those days.
Wait, why?
The jobs I used to have would have been perfect for surfing the internet all day.
Oh, you could have actually surfed while you worked.
I mean, we didn't have that. You know, imagine how
overnight
lazy
we
could have been sitting in those.
By the way, I've been thinking about something that Adam Carolla said to us yesterday. I've been thinking about it over and over again. I can't get it out of my head. He's talking about surfing, talking about the internet, and talking about the way things are right now. And he put it in an amazingly beautiful way. He said, I'm not sure we were meant to be our own biographer, historians on a day-by-day basis. Museum curators, thank you.
Deciding what was going to stay in our past and get out there for the whole public to come and take a look
right. at. And I was reading yet another article about how people are growing Facebook and Twitter weary. That it's too much work to make. I mean, do you maintain a good daily profile of everything you do?
Oh, God, no.
Do you?
I tweeted in January.
Yeah.
I did. It was great. Made a joke about Dan Marino.
I go in spurts as far as Facebook goes. I will go days, sometimes a couple weeks without posting anything.
Yeah.
Then sometimes I'll feel conversational, I guess. Or feel
and you'll feel like someone to talk to, and so your computer is that someone to broadcast to.
Right. So sometimes I'll put a couple things. Usually if I see something that I think is important enough to share and I'm not, and we're not, I seem to do more Facebooking for some reason when we're not around the radio, like on a weekend or over the holidays or something like that. Now, I don't know why that is. But
this is Mouthbook here.
Maybe I missed this and I feel the need to tell people.
Let's just
something.
Change the name of the show. We'll call it Mouthbook.
Do well.
But, I mean, if
people can post to Mouthbook at 877-901-0957.
Leave your snide comments.
Yeah, looking back at my Facebook feed,
you can call and just say like and then hang up.
And I do it a little bit to self-promote, not nearly as much as a lot of people, but if there's a Spike and the Impaler show or we're having a particularly great guest on, sometimes I'll mention that.
On your own Facebook?
Sometimes, yeah. If I'm very excited about something and I think of it. I mean, I don't do it as regularly as I should, I guess.
What, you think you should?
Well, I think I'd like people to know so they don't miss important things. I think the lady we're going to have on today at 6:40 is very important. And
you know what? I should have tweeted and Facebooked about that.
Yeah, we should. You know, then you get more people to know in case you're a fan of Breaking Bad or whatever that you're going to have.
Do you think maybe we've mentioned it here?
We
have on Mouthbook.
We haven't yet, so we probably
post
should.
Post that. You should post that.
Post that on Mouthbook.
Yeah.
Looking on my Facebook, I wish my wife a happy anniversary.
Joe, here.
Oh, you want me to tell him?
Yeah, post it on Mouthbook.
Okay, it's Betsy Brandt, who is Marie in Breaking Bad. She's the one who loves everything purple, right?
She loves everything purple?
That's what I was told.
Oh, well, she's the wife of the police. She's the wife of the detective that we spoke with last week. Shoot, I can't remember the actress.
Walter White's sister-in-law, right?
It's Walter White's sister-in-law. And she's kind of a goofball. She shoplifted. She, she's kind of a nutty, batty wife, but hot. And when she finds out that Walter White is a bad guy, which, you know, if you're not to this season, I'm sorry to tell you that. When she can't handle it. She's mad. And then other things happen, which we can't talk about for people who haven't seen this season, and she's madder. And so the finale is coming up.
Right.
And she's let's just say she's in it, because you can't say that about everybody.
There you go.
I hate, by the way, I hate, one of the things I love about, cable shows is they don't mind whacking like The Sopranos did.
Sure.
Beloved cast characters.
Seriously. They love upsetting the apple cart like
and,
that.
But in this case, she's in the finale. I can tell you that for sure. Mm-hmm.
The semi-spoiler brought to you by Safeway.
And she's mad as hell. And this role for her, as it has been for everyone on the show, is a role of a lifetime, as Walter White's character put it. Her character started off a little batty and kind of just fun and ditzy, and now has become this fierce woman.
Well, this particular day, this particular moment, she may be the most, I don't want to say important person in the world, but her worlds are colliding today like no other before.
Well, she's in the Michael J. Fox show, which launches Thursday at 9 o'clock.
That's tonight. So
that's today.
Tonight.
Thursday is today. Thank you for that, by the way. Could you post that to my mouth?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. So tonight she stars in what is going to be the most anticipated return to TV that there's been in years. I mean, everybody wants to know how this Michael J. Fox thing is going to go.
Can I play something? Last night, Michael J. Fox was with Jimmy Fallon, and this is, he was talking about the new show. Listen to this.
I saw the show. It's great. On the show, your character has Parkinson's.
Yeah, I figure I can play anything in the world as long as he's got Parkinson's.
That's great.
Yeah.
If I knew Hamlet with Parkinson's, I
don't think it's a stretch anymore.
I do the Scarecrow and the Wiz.
as long as Parkinson's involved with the character, I can play him. Yeah. Do you put things from your home life in the show?
Yeah, some stuff. Like there's a scene in it's been in all the promo stuff. People have probably seen it, but. There's a scene at the end where I'm serving breakfast to my family and I have a spoonful of eggs and I'm really trying to get it across the thing to my wife's plate. Yeah. And this is a true moment from Tracy. She just grabs it and says, enough of the personal victories, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox. Who knew he'd be such a leader, huh?
Yeah, he's totally embraced that, that disability. I don't even want to call it disability.
He could be sitting there with his Parkinson's, using his life's fortune to make himself as comfortable as possible. He could be feeling sorry for himself. He could be anything but working. I'm sure he's rich. He don't have to work.
He's probably gone through all those phases. He's probably spent the time feeling sorry, angry, all the stages of grief. And then he's like, look, I'm alive. I got talent. I got things I'd like to do and an opportunity to do it.
He's worth $65 million,
according to Celebrity Net Worth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Betsy Brandt. Okay. 6:19 on the show today. Well, a lot of stuff going on. Team USA wins America's Cup. What a story that is. Bono does a killer Bill Clinton impression, and we've got a prize for anyone who could do a better Clinton than Bono. We'll ABU with Bono. We'll play that game. We had to evacuate our building yesterday for a fire alarm. And it was a real fire alarm, right?
Oh, yes. The fire department came with their axes.
Yeah. And when they walk in with axes, those are not little axes, too.
No.
Those are designed to get you out of wherever you're trapped.
Go through doors and walls.
A clear channel was, employees was, oh, this is another day. They're going to ax somebody here.
An earthquake creates a new island in the Indian Ocean. That's another interesting story today. Who owns a brand new island if a volcano or an earthquake creates it in international waters?
Whoever sticks a flag in it, right? How the old school
went? You've got a race there, I guess.
There were plenty of people on that island, like a day after it was created. I don't know if I'd be the first guy to run out there and jump on it, but there were several.
So, first off, the big news, Oracle Team USA crossing the finish line to win the America's Cup. The interesting backstory to this is that Oracle CEO Larry Ellison, is that how you say his name? Yeah. He's quite a billionaire guy. I mean, just like our Paul Allen is somewhat eccentric and does what he wants, even if it involves having Captain Kirk's chair. Larry plays hard and wants to, you know, he played this to win. And also to do it in America, but to do it his way. We're going to try and get the yacht club on that that Larry is home based out of.
Oracle's down in San Francisco. The company's down in
San Francisco.
Right?
Yeah. There are two yacht clubs there. One is the richest, fancy, hoity-toity yacht club. You know, the one with the $100 prime rib and the,
sure.
You know, you must be decked out in proper attire.
Yeah, the waitstaff has white gloves in the dining hall, yeah.
The other yacht club is the redneck, all-you-can-eat buffet.
Battered shrimp night?
Battered shrimp, $3 beer.
We're only millionaires, not billionaires.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And the backstory to this, which was told very well, I believe, in a Wall Street Journal article a month or so ago, the backstory of this is that Larry went in and pitched the sponsorship to the big, fancy, hoity-toity yacht club. But he demanded, sort of like, you know, build me a stadium. He demanded that they do certain things to attract him to their yacht club.
Well, he was going to bring the whole world to their yacht club, right?
And
go out and win the cup.
And that's it. And this yacht club balked at some of his demands. And talks broke down. So the poor yacht club, which was nearly out of business, literally considering bankruptcy, had run up too much debt, membership had dwindled to the hundreds instead of the thousands. The owner of the yacht club read that Larry had walked away and said, well, let's get him a message. We'll host him. It turns out that both yacht clubs have parity when it comes to view. They both had a beautiful view of the bay, mm-hmm. and the rest is history. Larry walked in there, infused $500,000 of cash into that yacht club to get it out of debt, and did it down the hall from the people who, the snubbers who snubbed him.
Right. I'm not sure if yacht racing is a sport. You know, I mean, rich guys racing boats. But if you think yacht racing is a sport, this has to be the biggest comeback in the history of all sports, because these guys were down, what, 7-1 or 8-1?
They were. And in the beginning, wasn't there some aspect that they violated some rule, they were cheating or something in the pre-qualify? I remember reading they cheated, then reading that they were down. I remember in my head sort of writing them off.
Yeah, they were down to the New Zealand team. New Zealand was one victory away, and they had one win. And then they went on to win, like, what, eight races in a row to win this thing, right, to take it.
They were within one defeat of losing, down 8-1. They changed their boat.
They illegally modified their boats during warm-up regattas and were docked 2 points.
Huh.
So they actually needed to win 11 races. They were docked 2 wins.
Mm.
So they didn't just win the last 8 straight to beat the New Zealanders. They had to come back from 2-point penalties. Wow.
They had a guy running the boat who was an American guy who knew the San Francisco Bay, and they replaced him with a British guy.
And that's another thing I wonder about is, you know how many, at least according to my news source, which is my friend Greg at 7-Eleven, you know how many Americans are on the Team USA crew?
How many on the Team USA crew?
One. There were two, but they fired that guy and got a British guy. So even though it is Team USA...
Wow. You could say the same for most of our sports, right?
Yeah. Well, take a look at the Mariners.
It's an Italian guy. It's a British guy. It's an Australian guy. Uh-huh. I mean, it's Team USA, and it's Larry Ellison's money, but it's guys from all over the world running this boat. So I don't know how much, you know, we can wave our flag about that.
You've seen baseball, right?
That's true. There's a lot of Ichikawas and Martinez's and, you know, a lot of that.
A lot of them are Americans. But not all of them are.
Right. But you are winning the World Series. Here you're winning America's Cup. You might think there would be some Americans involved.
There was. There's a guy.
One guy.
Skeets.
What an interesting looking boat. Very, it's got that dark, it's almost like he wants to be Darth Vader, you know, with the black. It's not red, white, and blue.
They called it the Big Black Cat, they called that boat. Mm.
And they can haul these things compared to, I remember, I think it was Ted Turner won the America's Cup many years ago. Looked like a sailboat. I mean, it looked like something you would go out with your family on. They used to race sailboats. Now they're racing these catamaran kind of things.
This looks like something you would launch a nuclear weapon from.
It doesn't look like there's any practical purpose for these boats. This isn't something
you... Darth Sailor.
Yeah. It used to be boats they raced. Now they're racing some kind of... I don't even know what they are.
Now I am the master.
Larry Ellison.
That's outstanding.
So that's a bold statement, Joe, that you just made on Mouthbook.
What's that?
I don't think that yacht racing is a sport.
Dislike.
I said if you think yacht racing is a sport.
And I'm not sure it is.
And I'm not sure that it is.
Boy, are you hedging there. Yeah. Do you think it's a sport?
To me, a sport would seem to be something that would involve more physical. I guess there's some endurance involved here, but it's the most niche of sports. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's somebody out there that is passionate about yacht racing, just like people are passionate about football or baseball.
Have you ever watched live coverage of a race?
I've never watched live
coverage.
The guys,
they work their ass off on these boats, trimming sails and pulling lines and moving things like into the wind, out of the wind.
They don't sit there and drink a beer like you would on a boat.
You have a mimosa.
And hope the wind comes up.
Well,
it's tough, man. I mean,
if we're going to give it sports status, then...
What do you mean, if? In my mind,
yeah. Then this would be, I can't think of any other comeback in any...
Greatest comeback in the history of sports.
Of all sports.
If it's a sport.
If it's a sport at all.
Well, the closest thing would be when the Boston Red Sox beat the Yankees in the World Series 2004, when they were down by three games to none, and then they swept four games in a row to win. That was pretty amazing.
And they were
That's
down
pretty
like the
close,
down,
but
yeah.
Even as Joe was saying, these guys were down 7-1.
Yes.
Which is more to one down.
That's true.
They had to rally eight wins in a row. I don't think that's ever happened in any sport.
How does New Zealand feel? Let's call New Zealand this morning. Hey, Pedro?
Yes, sir.
Ask Luciana to call New Zealand. Is there anybody in New Zealand?
Anybody.
I understand they speak a language we might be able to understand.
They're sleeping at this time.
They're sleeping? Not at their gas stations. They're not sleeping. They have 7-Elevens, I'm sure. Maybe not.
They call them petrol stations down there, though. Search petrol.
Search for petrol. I'll bet there's a convenience store. In fact, I wonder if they even care. Like here, who cares about the World Cup here? The USA. America's Cup.
America's Cup. Who cares about?
I think the fact we won now, there will be a few more people that care because they get to wave their flag a little bit. But, yeah, I don't think it's... And this is the most nautical town in America.
Yes, it is. I was reading fishing statistics yesterday, by the way. Have you seen the U.S. Census report on fishing?
No, but I would
guess... Did you know that fishing is up?
Oh, yeah. In the down economy, fishing's up. Hooks are cheap. Fish are expensive.
Really?
Do the math. Yeah.
Seriously?
No, it's not about the math, actually, because they tell you how much every fisherman spends
per fish
per year.
Right.
It's not a good deal on fish.
Well, in this area, boating and fishing would be much higher than most parts of the country.
They are.
So the
Kiwis have rugby and sailing. Ain't a lot else going on down there.
And that's the shame for New Zealand, is I feel sorry for them.
This is huge.
Because to them, this is a really, really big...
To us, it's just another steak dinner, a battered shrimp dinner at a yacht club in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's a footnote here, except for the people directly involved. But there,
their whole country was counting on it.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a national crisis, I would imagine, for just about everybody.
What color is their boat?
I think they were both black, I'm pretty sure. In New Zealand, their color is black. Like, their rugby team is the All Blacks. It's just a black jersey with a little fern leaf on it. And
they're both black.
They take their sport very seriously in New Zealand, and they don't have a lot to hang their hat on. So when they get a champion, when they get one Olympic gold medal in New Zealand is so huge. I mean, they can go to the Olympics for time after time and not get one. And finally they get one. It's a big deal. This is a really big deal to them.
I am going to go out on a limb here, just shooting off the cuff, knowing nothing about this sport, which could be said about me in every sport, because I'm not really a sports fan of any. I mean, I like the jump on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
But they changed their boat and won 8 in a row. How long before someone accuses them of cheating in some form?
And I'm sure the Kiwis will be quick to point out that not only did they change their boat, they fired the American guy and got a Brit on board to drive.
Well, but if it's not required that you have all people from your own country on board, that's who cares? That's just whining, right?
Right, right.
Well, I think they would probably say that that's why you won, because you finally brought somebody in that speaks with an English accent.
Yeah, that's not going to get them the cup, though.
No,
that's not
going
to do anything for them.
No.
That'd be like us saying the referees helped the Steelers get the Super Bowl.
Right.
We like to say that, by the way. A lot. I still like to say that.
Jack and Lake Stevens. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Hey, you know, this sport is huge all over the world. We're just in a little corner up here. And yeah, we do have a huge nautical town. But this is like Formula One out in the world. And here in the U.S., we pay attention to these silly sports like Go Left NASCAR, which is ridiculous. Yep, MotoGP.
Hold on. Mouthbook is registering. Dislike.
Controversy.
Dislike. Flame, oh, Spike
flame.
Goes like.
Flame.
Okay.
Hey, it's a huge sport all over the world. It's paid attention to by the very wealthy all over the place.
And the very wealthy, by that you mean that even somebody in like a country like China or whatever, if they're big business people and wealthy, they like this sport? Surely the average iPod manufacturer worker doesn't know about this or care about it.
It's so hoity-toity, I can't even afford their sponsor stuff. They're sponsored by like Tag Heuer watches. I could never afford a
They're
tag.
Sponsored by a watch you
yeah,
can't afford.
Yeah, exactly.
What watch is it, by the way?
Tag Heuer. Is that am I even pronouncing that right?
Heuer.
Pardon me. Heuer.
Tag Heuer.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's who puts their
What's
name
so
on
good
it.
About the watch?
If you fall off a boat while racing, it won't be ruined. It's waterproof.
I'm not a big NASCAR fan myself, but I kind of judge a sport by, is there a kid out there wearing a Jimmy Johnson T-shirt?
That's yes. How you judge it.
Is there a kid wearing a Seahawks shirt? You bet. They're everywhere. Is there a kid wearing a Team USA Go America's Cup shirt? I haven't seen him yet. Maybe. But I think a sport is something that, you know, young and old are fascinated by.
Let's cruise the private schools and take a T-shirt.
yeah, maybe if we go to
Lakeside and see all those. Yes.
But you're right. For the uber rich, this is they're out there playing with their toys, and it's probably a big deal.
Someday there'll be a spaceship cup. And they'll all race to the moon.
Race and back, yeah.
That's what it is,
it's
right?
It's the same guys yeah, doing yeah. it, too. So
what was going on is the New Zealand team was faster than them, but only on the upwind. And so they were analyzing. I guess they like even in football, they analyze tapes of the race.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, they're faster than us on upwind. There must be something we can do to the boat to beat them. They did it, and then they beat them 8 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So what is New Zealand doing during this time when they start to get beat?
You'd think they'd be frantically trying to make some adjustments, but...
But in the end, you have the boat you have.
Right, and if I'm reading it correctly, they made these changes during the warm-ups, and they got penalized 2 races because they made changes to their boat.
Some other changes.
Right.
We don't know if the same change.
Well, when they made the changes, they were docked 2 wins, and then they won 11. They won the 2 they lost, and
so
then
how long
more,
before someone
more.
Says they cheated? Google cheated and see what comes up.
Team USA cheated.
Yeah, Google it, see if there's anything up there yet. Check it every hour.
Kiwi hell.
That's what I like about the internet. You know, this morning I started to Google. We were talking about fishing yesterday and how many people fish. I honestly don't know how many people fish. Joe loves fishing, but you know, I note that over the years, you could count the number of times he's actually gone fishing in the last, say, 10 years, and probably still have a toe or a finger left over.
For me? Yeah, a couple times a year.
Yeah. And so I wanted to see what percentage of our population fishes. And I typed in, did you ever do this on Google? I typed in, what percentage of the population? And then Google fills in all the most.
Yeah. Bet some neat stuff came up.
You people really want to know about herpes. Badly. What percentage of the population?
When you're afraid to ask
a
doctor.
What percentage does fish?
Well, I can tell you how many people have herpes.
A lot.
A lot.
And it doesn't go away, right? Isn't that the one that stays with you for life?
Yeah. What I found is a U.S. Census report that I can't really believe because it's put out by the government. And there's only, you know, I mean, if you take people who have gone once and you take in-state and out-of-state, it's like 900,000, which is a lot. But I don't know how many people there are in Washington. Do you?
What, 4 million or so? Something like
that. No, there's like 3.5 million in the Seattle market.
Well, there's been 500,000 in eastern Washington.
Yeah, that's most, right. Most of the state.
How many people in the state of Washington?
That should be an easy one to look.
Just go in Google. Seriously, this is fun, dude. Type, how Peter, you do this. How many people, and then see what Google wants to fill in the blank with.
Just anything?
Yeah, just type how many people.
The first one is how many people are in the world.
That's are in the world.
Yeah.
That's the most. All right, next.
Hold on, let me just do this again. How many people die a day?
Die a day?
Yep. And those are the only three that showed up.
How many
right
people
away.
Die a day?
Let me see. How many people die a day?
I bet it's 100,000.
Hold on. 100,000? What do you got?
In the world, how many die a day?
Quit Googling.
I'm not Googling. I'm thinking.
You're Googling, dude. You're
just
cheating.
Like, no, my hands are dislike. I would say 40,000 die on an average day.
I'll go 150. What is it?
You know, Joe, Bob, you are absolutely right. It's 146,000.
Wow. That's close.
With 6,000 people dying each hour.
Okay, well, how many are born in a day? Are we still
nobody
adding?
Searches that. It's too happy.
Yeah.
They want to know about gonorrhea and death.
It's more.
It's more. 353,000 births.
So 353. So we're twice as many people are being born as die every day.
More than.
The world's population is still growing.
We're adding more than 200,000 people a day to this planet.
Wow. That's a million people plus.
A week.
A week. That's 52 million a year plus.
So you look out 40 years from now,
million.
Towards the end of our
75
times.
Million people a year.
Yeah, it's going to be full.
Some of them will be racing fans, care about this America's Cup thing.
Yeah.
So how many people in Washington State?
Some of them will make the latest, greatest operating system for Apple and snap together a new iPhone. What were we saying? Oh, how many people fish?
How many in Washington State, you asked?
How many people are there in Washington State? Pedro.
How many people fish or are there in Washington?
Just people. We got totally sidetracked by the internet, by Google.
Okay, how many people fish in the Washington State?
We already said 900,000 on
that. I think roughly. We just want to know what's our population.
Okay.
What is the population of?
Okay, population of Washington State is, let me see, according to the latest one, Washington State, 6,897,000.
So that's pretty good.
So we've grown a lot. We're almost to 7 million.
Yeah. So if 900,000 or so fish, that's like one in every 7 or 8 people.
Yes. A lot of people fish to some extent in this state, question about it.
I haven't fished in a long time. You know why?
You don't like fish.
That's number one. My wife loves fish, though. So I don't mind bringing her fish. Yes, Eric.
And I just started fishing, too. And AJ just started fishing this summer.
The kids should fish. Every kid should fish.
Is it for you a patience thing? Because, I mean, you got to have some patience. And
it's more like what you said even about baseball. It's the number of hours it takes.
Right. You have to put in your time.
That you're taking it away from something else.
And to have some success, you have to put in your hours a lot. So unless you want to.
Yeah, I don't mind the failure. I do a lot of the things that are a waste of time, too. Mm-hmm. But it's many, many hours. And it's expensive equipment. I've already got many-hour expensive equipment hobbies.
Right.
Betsy Brandt is running a little bit late. She could be here, though, any minute, right?
Well, it could be as late as 7:35. Because
An hour late.
Yeah, she ended up a half hour late to her satellite tour, and so
they're running
everybody
late. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll let
Betsy
you know.
Brandt on the hottest two shows in television right now, Breaking Bad and the new Michael J. Fox show, which they call the Michael J. Fox show. I believe we've been seeing way more people with disabilities in major acting roles.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is the first time a person with a disability gets their name on the show, like Seinfeld, Michael J. Fox.
Well, he's not playing. He's not cast because he's the guy who shakes. He's cast because he's Michael J. Fox, and they made a show about a guy who shakes. I mean, it's one thing when
right, but same with Seinfeld.
Well, you say the first guy with disabilities. It's one thing when you're playing the guy who lost his leg in the war in Battleship because you lost your legs in the war, and that was kind of cool that they actually cast a guy. This guy's Michael J. Fox. No matter what he has to deal with, physicality wise, no matter how his disease has. Disability, I guess disease is the right word, has overtaken his physical ability. He's still Michael J. Fox. He's money. He's talent. And they're going to bank it up. And they're playing it up. Every commercial is him laughing at himself. The garbage man, hey, can I get your autograph? My mom had blah, 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 blah. Oh, I got Parkinson's. Whatever. Just sign it. I mean, he don't care. He's happy to own it.
Well, it's hard not to, yeah.
I hope it's a success. I mean, I don't know. Nobody has ever... You know, been on TV, shaking a lot. Is it going to be hard to watch? I don't know that. I don't think it will be. But, you know, Bill Geist, I'm a huge fan of, he's a CBS Sunday Morning reporter. And in the last couple of years, Bill has Parkinson's, but he never publicly admitted it. In fact, Willie Geist, his son, interviewed Michael J. Fox last night. And said, you gave my dad the courage to come out and be public about
it. It's the new gay. Parkinson's is the new gay.
Well, except it's... You know,
like.
When you see a guy walking down the street,
yeah.
It's gay, you go, he
might
be gay.
If you just tuned in, by the way, we've renamed the show. It's called Mouthbook.
I blame Obama.
Yeah.
You could basically
Didn't happen when Bush was president.
You can put any random thing you want on.
But
just call it at 877-901-0957 or 52309.
I was wondering about Bill's last couple years of interviews because he would always be off camera because he does these wonderful on-the-road pieces, and you would not see him. And then I started to notice his shadow shaking a little because sometimes, you know, it will, or even his hand. Yeah.
The microphone?
Yeah.
Huh?
And then he finally came out and did a thing and said, yes, I have Parkinson's, and, I mean, he really shakes. But I'm... wondering if is America going to be ready to sit there and watch a guy.
Texter wants to know, do more people have herpes or fish?
Bet in this state, if it's 900,000 fish out of 8 million, I don't think 900,000 have herpes, but I'll bet you 500,000 do.
You think? Type in how many people have herpes. Actually, you won't have to type it because Google will auto-complete it for you.
I'm thinking more people have herpes.
Pedro's working on that now.
I thought Eric was going to do this one.
For those of you who weren't in Redmond last night at the Soul Food Gourmet Coffee House, missed a wonderful time, a great concert by Butternut. And, you know, it isn't about the concert, and we didn't promote it at all. We mentioned it once on the radio and a bunch in Facebook. And we had a wonderful crowd for a Wednesday night. Some really nice people who run that place, by the way, and it's this. It's right in the middle of strip mall Redmond, and tucked away in the corner is this place that's like it's a throwback to a hippie establishment. I asked for duct tape to fasten my music stand, and they handed me tie-dye duct tape. I have never seen tie-dye duct tape.
I had no idea that existed.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
No one there cared one bit about America's Cup.
I didn't
even
hear
it was in Redmond.
I didn't hear a word about it.
No.
I don't know the exact number, but what I have is about 25% of American women have herpes, and about 20% of men have genital herpes.
So do 22.5% of the population of Washington, 7 million, and you'll come up with more people than fish.
Yeah, twice as many almost. But some of those people are probably in both categories.
Fish with herpes.
Some people out there who fish may have.
That's a lot of people have herpes.
A lot of people. And what he says here in the study, a lot of people don't even know that they have herpes.
How do they not know? Haven't they looked themselves up on the internet?
Quit Googling yourself.
By the way, all of these statistics, uh-huh. I got to be honest with you. I always look at them with a little bit of a grain of salt because whoever did the survey did it for a reason. Like if you're surveying how many people fish, It's so you can get funds for the wildlife department. So if the government is saying how many people do something, it's so they can fund themselves. That's what the census is all about.
One in five people, 42 million Americans who are unaware they have genital herpes. 42 million Americans.
And yet Google knows.
Google knows. Yeah.
Wow. This is another example of, do you ever question surveys? Or do you just go, that's what it is?
No, I look into the numbers, you know, because you
I tend to just take the number.
Most people, I think, they did the work.
Well, you have to look at the sample size. You have to look at the demographics of the people questioned. I mean, you can make numbers say almost anything you want if you ask the right people the right questions. So I look at a lot.
Do you have herpes?
I look at more surveys and polls.
You do. You're the survey king.
Yeah, than anybody going. And I only try to I pull two kinds of surveys to talk about. Ones that I think are very legitimate because there's a huge sample size, or ones that make a point that I want to make. Those are the two.
One that spins it your way.
Right. Those are the two.
And other ones, if they don't spin it your way, they appear to unfortunately be true.
Right. Yeah. Those are the two surveys I tend to bring to light.
Well, it says that one in five men have herpes. So if we ask the audience, how many people do we have in the audience? 300,000? I don't know how many.
There's two ways to measure that. There's number listening at any one given moment. There's number listening over the period of a week. So it would vary.
So among the 100 texts that we got in this hour, we got 20 people with herpes, according to the statistics.
Statistically, one in five men, we have five men right here. One of us would have it, except we are also dang monogamous that probably the odds have go way down. That we've been...
Can I ask a question? It's a lifetime thing.
I know what monogamous is. What is dang monogamous? It sounds like you don't like being monogamous.
To the extreme.
When you say dang monogamous.
Well,
dang
dang
monogamous.
We have all been married to the same person for a long time.
Yeah.
And
did you find that funny, by the way?
The dang monogamous?
Yeah.
When you said it, I thought it was funny, yeah.
Okay. We've all been married to the same person. I know.
Yeah.
But why is it dang monogamous?
Because that's to emphasize the length of monogamy. Because I think this herpes thing came along after we were messing around.
All right. We have a gas station attendant in Auckland, New Zealand this morning to talk to us about the mood in New Zealand now that the Cup stays in America with Oracle Team USA. And it really looked like New Zealand, Emirates Team New Zealand, was going to win. I mean, America was down and had to win eight in a row, and then it happened. Brian is at, what is the name of the station, Brian?
It's Celtics, and we're in Welsford.
Okay. Brian, we were just sort of curious. Is this a big deal amongst all people in New Zealand, or just the well-to-do, the well-off people?
No, I think that majority of the country sort of follows the team as far as it like being a sporting event. So I don't think it's something that's just, you know, as far as the country having pride in the actual team themselves and, you know, supporting them. It's not so much just something that the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron's members and the wealthy sort of follow.
Right. Where were you when the news came over that somehow the USA team had won all of those races in a row?
I actually watched the series.
You were watching?
I work nights, so I go home in the morning and it's sort of live on the morning, so I sort of sat there, and, you know, after working night shift and watched the races. So I wasn't surprised. I actually should have actually gone and placed a bet on Oracle when they... fix your boat.
Really?
I was wondering about that because Kiwis love their sport and you guys love to gamble. I'm imagining there's a few people.
I don't know about loving to gamble, but they obviously did a very good job of, you know, of altering Oracle after they played the get out of jail free card.
Right. Now, explain the get out of jail.
Much better looking boat.
Yeah, explain the get out of jail free card. They had a problem, they were penalized, and then what do you mean by get out of jail free card?
I'm not sure exactly what race it was, but it was going back earlier in the series where I believe
The score line was something like 5 or 4 to New Zealand, and I think it may have still been minus 1 to Oracle. And there was a second race that day where New Zealand was obviously the dominant yacht at that time, and Oracle chose to, wisely to play a card which basically they could play at any time for mechanical damage or any issue they like.
Oh, okay, so in America...
They had the same option.
Yeah, in America, that's like the lifeline when, right. when you're playing Who
you
Wants
to
Be a Millionaire.
You get to call a mechanic.
You get to call a mechanic.
Right.
So you get to say that one doesn't count because we had a mechanical problem anytime you want.
Well, they could just call the race off and just say, look, we don't want to race again. And they went away and they made the alterations and changes they needed to the boat. And it was a very, very impressive to watch the boat when it came back.
So you're saying, even as a Kiwi, you saw the management of the America's team boat, Team USA, Oracle Team USA, and you, you're thinking, man, I should have bet on those guys. Why couldn't your New Zealand team do better?
The reality was it came down to, well, I would have to say sadly, it was the money and resources available to the New Zealand team.
Money?
That was a big thing. There was a large difference in the actual money that was put into the manufacture of the two different yachts and the two different programs. So New Zealand, of course, was a much limited budget compared to probably what Oracle had to spend. But in saying the same thing, Oracle, I have to take my hats off to them. They've created work in our economy, like composite developments is in Warkworth, which is 20 kilometres from where I'm standing now. And that's owned by Larry Ellison and Oracle. And it's where they manufactured a lot of the boats and a lot of the parts for the AC-72. And in actual fact, tonight on the news, they showed them celebrating over there. And I know two of the people that are working there. So, it's been good for the New Zealand economy. And it, as much as it was the America's Cup, really, it seems to be a race. It's like Formula One of yachting, where they always press, push boundaries to the limit. And it was exciting to watch, but it was a little bit hard in the fact that you knew that there wasn't a large number of countries that were available to, didn't have the resources or the funding to go ahead and challenge for the cup. But in saying that, that's not what the America's Cup has always been. It's always been, the ultimate yacht race.
By the way, I feel like we just won 8 in a row because we just found the smartest gas station attendant in the world.
In the world.
The world
Not
Cup.
Just New Zealand.
For yacht racing, yeah.
So Team New Zealand. How did we happen to luck on to you, Brian? Thank you for that analysis and also your great sportsmanship.
Oh, no, they deserve, Team Oracle USA and the team really does deserve a pat on the back. They sailed an immaculate series after they had the boat to do the job, and one mistake and it would have been game over. That the day that the New Zealand's run out of time and the penalty was called, if the wind had come up that day, would have been a different result.
All right.
And I'm reading your New Zealand Herald this morning, and it sounds like you guys are going to have a parade through Auckland for the team, even though it didn't turn out.
I would imagine they probably would. Grant Dalton and the team, you've got a lot of very respected sailors in that group, ex-Whitbread and Volvo Ocean Race. And New Zealand's proud of people that go out and do their best in the sport.
Dude, hold on a second. How come you're not a sportscaster? Why are you a Slim Jim salesman?
Oh, this is... Life has changed a little bit here in New Zealand. It's not what I used to do for a living.
I'm sensing that. This is not your regular job. What did you do before working at the gas station at night?
Ironically, we used to own a video shop before technology took...
What's that?
You ran a video rental shop?
Non-event.
No
yes,
kidding.
Correct.
And that, of course, nobody rents videos anymore.
Not so much, no. There are still video rental shops in New Zealand, but it's very much a dying industry.
It's dying bad, yeah. All right, well, Brian, you are our New Zealand friend. Can you hold on? I want to send you a T-shirt and make sure that we keep you on our speed dial. As Brian of Caltech's Orowa Gas Station, who... We called it your theory, Everyone in New Zealand cares.
Yeah,
dude. If you can call a gas station minimarket.
Video show, rental guy, but now pump gasoline. And
I could tell you.
I know two guys who worked on the boat, made the propellers and whatnot. And
he knew everything about the boats.
Well, there's 4.5 million people in that country, less than in this state. So when there's something this that puts them in the world spotlight,
right. Yeah, they care. Smart. You've been there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'd recommend it.
Okay, how fun would it be? We won.
Yeah.
USA won.
And they're still having a parade for these
Hold
guys.
On. How fun would it be to call a Mini Mart employee here?
In San Francisco, where it just went down?
In San Francisco. And see if he's as smart as the New Zealand guy.
Around that area.
Yeah, right. As close as you can to the yacht club. What do you think will happen?
I don't think he's going to tell us how the propellers were made.
All right.
I doubt he'll even know.
I'll bet Luciana can find one, though. Random, though. Got to be random. Can't, like, pick the smartest
right.
guy.
Just start at 7-Eleven and go down the list, our gas station.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. You're backed up northbound 5 north of 320th with delays going down the South Center Hill. Struggling mid-Boeing Field to I-90. Southbound 5, slow 526 out of Shoreline. 405 southbound starting to really line up now through Canyon Park to Totem Lake. Northbound 405 bumper to bumper through the S-curves over the Kennedale Hill.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army's Red Kettle Gala. Join Joe McHale, star of NBC's Community, and musician Chris Ballou for the Red Kettle Gala on Saturday, September 28th. Dinner, entertainment, and art auction at Fremont Studios, all benefiting the Salvation Army's Women's Shelter. Buy tickets today at redkettlegala.com.
It could be a feeling. Or a moment.
Now I see a family where there once was none.
Even a song that takes you back in the day.
It's the world of iHeartRadio. With 1,500 live stations and 15 million songs to create your own music stations, iHeartRadio plays the soundtrack to your life at iHeartRadio.com.
iHeartRadio is available for Sprint phones in the Sprint Zone Entertainment section.
This report brought to you by Washington Health Plan Finder.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see mostly sunny skies with a high of 64. Tonight, clouds low down to 46, and tomorrow, clouds with rain with a high of 60.
Starting in October, there will be a brand new way to get health insurance. It's called Washington Health Plan Finder, and it offers expert help, side-by-side comparisons, and new quality health plans that meet your needs and your budget. Learn more at wahealthplanfinder.org.
Hey folks, Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, I used to have a lot of foot pain, and it would affect everything I did. I couldn't work out like I wanted to. I couldn't play with my kid like I wanted to. Because when your feet hurt, it affects everything you do. I went to a Good Feet store at Alderwood Mall, and that's on the perimeter near the Fatburger store. There's a shop up at Alderwood. There's a store down by the South Center Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. I walked in without an appointment at Good Feet because you don't need one. As an arch support technician on site at every single store, and you're immediately measured. They find out how you walk. They find your balance points. And they come up with a solution for you right then and there that can help you end your foot pain. They have to send the support out to have it fitted and refitted and send back a couple weeks later to see how close they got. They have over 25 styles and 300 sizes of arch supports on site. So immediately that day, you feel better. They can help you end your foot pain. And when they ended my foot pain, my whole life got a lot better. I play with my kid. I ride my bike. They're in my shoes. They just have the best arch supports in the world. Good Feet. Foot pain sucks, people. Walk through life with good feet.
Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford in Issaquah. Good news, folks. We just made a ridiculous offer on a fleet of 2013 Ford Explorer XLT 4x4s. And to our surprise, they took it. Truckload after truckload, these like-new, low-mileage Explorers are being unloaded. And because we made such a great purchase, we're passing the savings on to you. Listen to this. The first 20 sold save $7,000 off regular price. You pay only $31,900. Evergreen Ford is Washington's number one SUV dealer because of low prices and huge selection. Don't miss out on an opportunity to buy a 2013 Explorer at low used car prices. These are not your ordinary everyday Explorers. These 2013s are fully loaded. Leather, electronics, power equipment, and all the goodies you want and need. Inspected by our certified Ford technicians, plus the lowest payments and the highest trade-in values guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to own a loaded 2013 Ford Explorer for only $31,900. Click on evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Tonight, it's CBS Premier Thursday, and it's going to be big. with a brand new hour of America's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory.
Now, I'm going to pause to let that sink in.
Then the biggest comedy star on the planet, Robin Williams, in the biggest comedy premiere of the year, The Crazy Ones.
Ooh.
Followed by a big 2.5 men surprise, Charlie Harper has a daughter.
I don't see how this could get any better.
CBS Big Premiere Thursday tonight.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
Next Modern Family, Phil talks like a teen to relate to Haley.
Act like a parent, talk like a peer. I call it parenting.
And he seeks the 411 on her and her guy.
Has he tried anything inappropriate with you, girl?
Ew.
But Phil may not like what he hears.
This is a song I wrote for Haley.
Baby, I just wanna do you, do you. Do you wanna do me, do me?
Modern Family, now on Q13 Fox for a full hour, tonight at 7.
Need extra cash? Bring your unneeded gold or silver, jewelry, diamonds, watches, and flatware to Porcello in Bellevue for instant cash. Tom Hutler here for Porcello Estate Buyers, the people I trust, specializing in estate jewelry for over 60 years. Porcello has offices throughout the country and worldwide buying power, so you get the most money for your items every time. Porcello will meet or beat any legitimate written offer, period. That's the Porcello promise. Porcello in Bellevue, just north of Nordstrom on Northeast 8th. Call 425-454-2300 or click PorcelloEstateBuyers.com. Porcello. Porcello. Porcello Jewelers.
A motorcycle.
Breakfast in Paris.
What would you do with your share of the $1 million in jackpots Clearwater Casino pays out every month?
Season tickets to everything.
Clearwater Casino is the Seattle area's only waterfront casino resort with table games, a world-class spa, beautiful waterfront hotel, steakhouse and buffet, and it's only a half hour away.
Shoes, lots and lots of shoes.
Relax and get your win on at the Seattle area's only waterfront casino. Just a short ferry ride from downtown Seattle. ClearwaterCasino.com.
Friday night, October 11th, it's a Heart by Heart live concert at the Showare Center in Kent, featuring Mike DeRozier and Steve Fossen, recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The incredible Summer Masick sings along with Lizzie Daymark, and great musicians you know from the Northwest round out the band. Randy Hansen of the Hendrix Tribute fame, and Andy Baldwin of Rail. Not to mention your humble, okay, not so humble, announcer, Bob Rivers. Come celebrate the music of Heart with Mike DeRozier, Steve Fossen, and the band Heart by Heart, Friday, October 11th. Heart by Heart is live at the Showare Center in Kent, and it benefits our friends, Music Aid Northwest. For show and ticket information, go to showarecenter.com. Showarecenter.com. Music sounds better live at the Showare Center, where parking's always free. Heart by Heart, live, October 11th, as a benefit to Music Aid Northwest.
Want to see a football field-sized selection of mattresses and save? Then don't miss Mattress Discounter's Fall Kickoff Sale. Save up to $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Serta mattress sets. Plus, get 24 months interest-free financing on every Tempur-Pedic on approved credit. Visit SaveItMD.com for details. The Fall Kickoff Sale is on now at Mattress Discounter.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
The Fred Meyer two-day sale starts tomorrow with Starlight Savings from 4 to 11 p.m. and continues Saturday with Doorbuster Deals from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit FredMeyer.com to check out all of the great deals and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer.
Come kick up your heels at Harvest Hoedown October 17th at Soto Park in Seattle. Proceeds help Rotary First Harvest provide Washington food banks with fresh produce. Learn more at firstharvest.org.
From Clear Channel Communities and 95.7 KJR. Get info at 95.7KJR.com.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. You're backed up northbound 5 north of 320th with delays going down the South Center Hill. Struggling mid Boeing Field to I-90. Southbound 5, slow 526 out of Shoreline. 405 southbound starting to really line up now through Canyon Park to Totem Lake. Northbound 405 bumper to bumper through the S-curves over the Kennedale Hill.
This report brought to you by Applebee's. Get out of the office and get to Applebee's for over 200 lunch combos, including two new entrees with mouth-watering honey pepper flavor. And the menu starts at just $6.99. And check out Applebee's newest location at Gig Harbor at Point Fosdick Square. Take the Olympic Drive exit on Route 16.